This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged everyone to take a pledge to make cleanliness an integral part of their lives, stating that the commitment to Swachhata is a lifelong vow, not a one-time promise. Addressing the Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 program to mark the 10 years of Swachh Bharat mission in New Delhi, Mr. Modi emphasized that continuous efforts are essential for achieving a clean India. He saluted the unwavering spirit of 140 crore Indians for making cleanliness a Jan Andolan. He expressed that this day inspires us to fulfill the dream of India envisioned by Mahatma Gandhi and other great personalities of the country. Mr. Modi appreciated the contributions of all countrymen, cleanliness workers, religious leaders, athletes, celebrities, NGOs and media personnel in the success of the Swachh Bharat mission. Mr. Modi emphasized that the Swachh Bharat mission is the world's largest and most successful people participation, people-led mass movement of this century. Mr. Modi highlighted that cleanliness projects worth 10,000 crore rupees have been inaugurated today.
आज स्वच्छता से जुड़े करीब 10,000 करोड़ रुपए के प्रोजेक्ट्स की भी शुरुआत हुई है। मिशन अमृत के तहत देश के अनेक शहरों में वाटर और सीवेज ट्रीटमेंट प्लांट बनाए जाएंगे। नमामि गंगे से जुड़ा काम हो या फिर कचरे से बायोगैस पैदा करने वाले गोवर्धन प्लांट, ये काम स्वच्छ भारत मिशन को एक नई ऊंचाई पर ले जाएगा। और स्वच्छ भारत मिशन जितना सफल होगा उतना ही हमारा देश ज्यादा चमकेगा।
The nation is paying homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 155th birth anniversary today. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister paid tributes to Bapu on his birth anniversary. A series of functions are being organized across the country and by Indian missions abroad. The nation is also remembering former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his 120th birth anniversary today. The President, Vice President, Prime Minister, Lok Sabha Speaker, Union Ministers and Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha paid floral tributes to Lal Bahadur Shastri at his Samadhi Vijay Ghat in Delhi. The Prime Minister will be on a day-long visit to Hazaribagh in Jharkhand today. During his visit, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate several development projects worth over 83,000 crore rupees in the state. It includes the launch of the ambitious Dharti Aba Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan with a total outlay of over 79,000 crore rupees. The Abhiyan will cover around 63,000 villages in 549 districts, benefiting over 5 crore tribal people. Mr. Modi will also address a public meeting at Gandhi Maidan during the concluding ceremony of BJP's Parivartan Yatra in the state. In Bihar, the flood situation continues to be grim in 16 districts as several new regions in Kosi, Simanchal and eastern parts have been affected in the past 48 hours. More than 12 lakh people have been affected due to flood. Iran launched a massive missile attack on Israel last night, raising fears of an all-out war in the West Asia region. Iran claimed that the missile attacks were in response to the recent killing of senior leaders of armed groups, Hamas and Hezbollah. Israeli military said around 180 missiles were fired, most of which were intercepted. It said no casualties have been reported from last night's attack, adding that no more threats were seen in Israel's airspace. Prime Minister of Israel Benjamin Netanyahu has warned Tehran that it made a big mistake and will pay for it. Israel's allies have condemned the attack. Meanwhile, in view of the prevailing situation in the West Asia region, the Embassy of India in Tel Aviv has advised Indian nationals in Israel to exercise caution, avoid unnecessary travel within the country and stay close to safety shelters. The Ministry of External Affairs today advised Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Iran. In a travel advisory, the ministry requested those currently residing in Iran to remain vigilant and stay in contact with the Indian embassy in Tehran. The MEA said that it is closely monitoring the recent escalation in the security situation in the region. And with that, we end this news bulletin.